السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. Press release. America establishes a new military foothold in Damascus, added to its centers of criminality in the region. Translated. Reuters reported on the 6th of November 2025, citing six informed sources including Western officials and a Syrian defense official, that the United States is preparing to establish a military presence for itself in an airbase located in the Syrian capital Damascus, or near it, as part of a new plan overseen by U.S. President Donald Trump's administration. And according to the sources, the objective of this military presence is to assist in monitoring and facilitating the implementation of a comprehensive security agreement currently being negotiated between Syria and the Jewish entity under American mediation. This step is considered one of the most dangerous decisions taken after the overthrow of the defunct regime, and among the most threatening to the constants of the revolution and to the security and interests of the people of the country. And it is not merely a blatant and direct challenge to the sovereignty of the state, but it is an unforgivable disregard for the sacrifices of the people of the revolution. How did the negotiating parties dare to take such a decision or sign it or accept it? Opening the land to the criminality of the Americans, their filth, and their constants of their hatred? Then even the mere announcement of the objective of establishing the base is an acknowledgement of hurrying towards normalization under the names of quote-unquote security agreements amidst a flood of quote-unquote Trumpian statements that there are many countries that will join the Abraham Accords, which Trump had previously called Ahmed al-Sharr in Saudi Arabia to join the group of normalizers through the gateway of the Abraham Accords. The region is indeed witnessing the spread of the plague of American bases in the lands of Islam, which have never been a source of stability, but rather platforms for continuous aggression against Muslims, killing them, dividing them, and abusing them. The history of these bases is dark and stained with our blood in many arenas, from Afghanistan to Iraq, Libya, Sudan, and even in Syria. Bases that bring nothing but destruction and the acts of colonialism from brutality, killing, and massacres wherever they are established. And quite frankly, how did you dare to give this decision? Have you forgotten the constants of the revolution that rose and called for the removing hegemony and foreign intervention? Was not the Friday, quote, America, has your hatred not been satisfied by our blood, end quote, on Friday, the 19th October, 2012, among the most decisive and firm political positions the people of Hashem took in the revolution, marking the separation between truth and falsehood. This attempt to impose the American military presence under the guise of quote-unquote monitoring is a betrayal of the constants of the revolution and a mark of disgrace upon the forehead of whoever agreed to it or facilitated this arrangement. O people of the revolution and its popular base, O you who revolted against the criminal regime, the tool of America, and raised slogans through which you exposed the real supporter of the defunct regime, declare it openly, defiantly, and unashamedly against this decision. This base is not the alleged quote-unquote monitoring facility, but rather a prelude to great danger and looming evil that seeks to entrench the American criminal influence on our land and to empower the Jews so their word becomes superior over us and to weaken the prestige and authority of the state so it remains unified in appearance yet fragmented in essence, as long as America, in coordination with the Jewish entity, seeks to plant seeds of division and fragmentation even if in an undeclared manner. Say it with the loudest voice. This step violates all the commandments of the revolution which called for rejecting Western guardianship and foreign influence. It is obligatory upon every free person, every revolutionary, and every protective individual over the sacrifices of the people of the revolution and over the blood of the Muslims that was shed under the sponsorship and blessing of America to stand as one rank to prevent the establishment of any permanent foreign presence, especially America, because this presence is a focus of hegemony, killing, and destruction in our land, and the influence of states over our land is rejected absolutely. Justifying this act under any pretext is nothing but justification for a grave evil and an abhorrent crime, and a prelude to any endless series of disgraceful concessions, whose harm will not spare even those who commit them thinking they are doing good. And let the decision makers in Damascus today know that American, UN, and international satisfaction is not for free, but has a great price from our deen, our sovereignty, and our dignity. And the kufr, disbelieving West, has announced this price. At its head, the joining of the quote-unquote War on Terror coalition. And by this they mean, according to the Western concept, only fighting political Islam and everyone who calls for its return, represented by a state that rules by it and carries the call of Islam to the worlds. And this is the axis of their fear, concern, and vigilance. They know that fully and comprehend it. Do we not perceive these political, doctrinal, glaring facts and act based upon them? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا فَتَمَسَّكُمُ النَّارُ وَمَا لَكُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ مِنْ أَوْلِيَاءَ ثُمَّ لَا تُنصَرُونَ.
And do not incline toward those who do wrong, lest the fire touch you and you have no protectors other than Allah. Then you will not be helped. Surah Hud, ayah 113. And he, subhanahu wa ta'ala, said,
وَلَوْلَا أَن ثَبَّتْنَاكَ لَقَدْ كِدْتَ تَرْكَنُ إِلَيْهِمْ شَيْئًا قَلِيلًا إِذًا لَّأَذَقْنَاكَ ضِعْفَ الْحَيَاةِ وَضِعْفَ الْمَمَاتِ ثُمَّ لَا تَجِدُ لَكَ عَلَيْنَا نَصِيرًا.
And had we not strengthened you, you would nearly have inclined to them a little. Then we would have made you taste double punishment in life and double punishment after death. Then you would not find for yourself against us a helper. Surah Al-Isra, ayah 74-75. Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya, Syria. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.